Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ah, back again, whether you like it or not, the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a steamy Monday afternoon. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Spike, it's Monday. I'm feeling pretty good. Fightings, end of the weekend, strong. Happy to see that. Top 11 is finally over. I mean, listen, that was a tough week to get through last week as far as trying to figure out who are the top 11 athletes in this city. It's not
easy. We came
up
with the answer.
It's not easy.
Yep.
It's not easy, but we made it through. Happy to see you again. Brother, what's your name in there again?
Jack.
Yep.
Hi. Jackie Baseball, yes. Yes. We're in first place now. How you feeling?
Good. The book's here.
Holla at your boy.
The book's here. The Phils are in first place right on time.
Oh, the book's
Look
here.
Look at this. All these words I didn't write any of.
I didn't know the book was here.
Yeah. Show everyone on YouTube. Yeah. Show them so they can see it. Now, what I didn't tell Jack is there is a misspelling on the back cover.
Oh,
there's not
God.
A misspelling on the back cover. Now I'm going to look at it over and over again.
You would never know.
Nah, I can't read.
Yeah. You wouldn't know. What are we talking
about?
God. There it is. Ringthebellbook.com. Ringthebellbook.com.
Extending awesome. The pre-orders by 1 week, by the way.
Well, it's not a pre-order anymore.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Week.
Well, it's not a pre-order. The books are in. It's just an order now.
Yeah, but you still get the pre-order deals
okay.
savings.
So the free shipping
okay.
and
the free shipping and autograph by Icrease and all that. Yeah.
All right. Ringthebellbook.com. It's going to be a big show. It's always a big show. You know, yes. We have to start to preview the draft on Wednesday night as the Sixers pick number 3. We have an emergency Flyers and 50 coming up at 3:30.
Big trade, apparently.
As the Flyers traded the 45th pick in the draft for Lars Fergarkenskaken from the Sharks or the Ducks.
The Ducks. Okay. Get it right. Get it right. So little Morgenstein was trying to tell us all about it. We said,
shut up,
idiot.
Yeah.
We're getting bros on.
Get out of here, little guy. But we do have to start with the Phils. What a impressive series win over the New York Mets. Like, that was not – that. I think that was a 2 out of 3 that you can feel really good about. Those two wins you can feel good about. Even the loss was Mick Abel blowing up. But I thought, like, overall, that was a series where the Philadelphia Phillies put their best foot forward against a team that they have failed against recently. And it's sort of weird. Like, every time I want to get excited about the Phillies, people keep bringing up the fact that they failed, like, last year and they haven't gotten it done yet. But like, the previous years do not matter in the way that everyone is bringing them up. Like, let yourself be excited for a team that has what, the most wins or the second most wins in the National League, who are doing this without their best player. We're letting previous failures cloud our judgment and cloud our excitement about this particular Phillies team. They have a dominant starting rotation. They've got the best record in the National League. And we keep saying we're getting worse in the playoffs. I keep hearing that. Well, we keep going backwards. Well, what if I tell you 2022 was a mirage anyway? Like, it was a lucky run. And last year was a bad series, but it was one series. This team, I know they're not as stacked as the Dodgers. I get it. 100%, I get it. They're not as stacked as the Dodgers. This team can win the World Series. And the previous years do not matter. The failure against the Mets does not matter. The loss against the Diamondbacks does not matter. What matters is that this team is good enough, and we should be able to get excited about this without whining about what happened last year.
You say whining about what happened last year, and I say not forgetting about what happened last year. So whether we are complaining about it or not, it hasn't been erased. It hasn't been erased. The fact that they've taken a step backwards each year, you can conveniently leave out 22 or sort of frame it as it was a season, it wasn't supposed to happen, lightning in a bottle. I get that. That's coping is what that is. If I look at the totality of the last 3 to 4 years, even 3 to 5 years, of the Phillies, starting with what looked like what we've been sold as a playoff contending team in 20 and 21, ultimately led to Girardi being fired because of those failed expectations. Meeting those expectations got Girardi fired. And then they miraculously make the run they made in 2022. So now we feel like Topper is the guy. We've added guys since then. We've added Trey Turner since then. Right? Young guys have stepped up since then. You've told me how much better this team is since then.
I think they are.
So if I take all of that into consideration, then my expectations for the team hasn't waned. It hasn't dissipated. It's increased. Because part of the team is getting older, and you also have that young talent that was a surprise a year or two ago, now blossoming into key components of what could be a playoff or title contending team. We need those guys to meet expectations. More importantly, we need those guys to capitalize on this year. We've been hanging in with this baseball team for 3 or 4 years. We've been hanging in there with them, right? We've been hanging in there with them. If you're asking me to lower my expectations as far as winning a title or whether or not I'm holding last year's failures or previous year's failures from me believing that it's going to get done, I can't eliminate that. I don't have the ability to compartmentalize that as a fan. I really don't. To me, it all comes in together. I got past experience trauma from what has happened and disappointments. And I look at the team and I say, man, you're trying to give me hope. Well, if you want me to buy all the way in, I'm not a half guy. I'm not going to buy halfway in. If you want me to buy all the way in, then I expect you to go out there and win. And yes, part of that is what has happened in the past. Part of that shapes how I feel right now.
Well, I would look at the past and say they've done nothing but gotten better about what they have done poorly in the past. Like if you want to bring up the Mets series, and that team was felt like the Phillies last year sort of felt like a dead team, a DOA team, when they got to the playoffs last year, to be quite honest with you, after the last 2-3 months of the season.
But if everybody felt that. You may have been right in feeling that.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that was the prevailing feeling surrounding the team.
If people want to bring up past failures, I'll also bring up that they've gotten better every year. Like, they were better in 23 than they were in 22.
They didn't progress in the postseason.
They didn't, but like
getting
sometimes
better
that
in the
just
regular
happens.
Season. But here's the thing, though, Spike. Yeah. Getting better in the regular season does nothing for us, except gets us excited about the regular season. And as long as I've been here, and I've been a part of some great regular seasons. I've been a part of 5 straight division titles. Like, I've been a part of that. Postseason outweighs that. What you do in the postseason outweighs that. At some point, you go from being the cute story and the little engine that could in the regular season to we want you to meet expectations in the postseason, because coming up short during that time, it weighs more to us. It weighs more than a regular season. I'm sorry, it does. We think about this. We are, and listen, it's a credit to the sustainability of these teams in this city, primarily the Eagles, who delivered 2 titles in the last 7 years.
People forget that.
Throw Villanova in there, who also won 2 titles.
Easy.
But my point is that we're no longer a city of everybody hates us, nobody expects much from us, so when we actually do something well, we should celebrate those guys. 93 Phillies. 2004 Eagles. Like, I'm a part of that. When we celebrate the guy who almost got it done. We're done with that. We're past that. It's title or bust in this city.
But that's fine.
I mean, title or bust.
But we just keep, during the season, we just keep moving the goal line back, right? Like, mm-hmm. at first, it's, well, they can't beat any good teams, and then they beat good teams. Then they can't, their lineup can't perform without Bryce, and then it performs without Bryce.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, we can't beat the Mets, and then they beat the hell out of the Mets 2 out of 3 games and send them home packing. It's like, this team has lived, Lizardo falls apart, and we're like, oh, well, there it is. He's not good anymore. And he puts in a performance like he does yesterday. It's like, oh, well, Nola's hurt. They just keep matching everything that people say they can't do.
And until October.
Well, but that's fine. But they can only do what they're doing now. And yes, they failed last October, but it has nothing to do with this team. Like, I don't think last year.
A lot of the
players
are still here.
Yes.
The manager is still here.
They lost. They lost a series. They did. They lost a baseball series last year.
No, what they did.
It is one series.
Here's what they did. Spike. Here's
what
they did.
It was one series.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. Here's what they did. They crumbled away a fast start to a season, best record in baseball, mediocre baseball in the second half, nothing being done at the trade deadline, and shot a water pistol poof, in the postseason. That's what they did.
And
they didn't just lose one series. They crumbled. They went from being 5 guys on the All-Star team, most in their team history, right, last year, on the All-Star team, best record in baseball, to crumbling down the stretch.
And then they answered this year by addressing, by the players that are on the team, addressing things that they did wrong.
Yeah.
The manager addressed things that he did wrong, and they have answered by not crumbling the next year, not by giving it away, not by saying we can't do it, by doing it again. And doing it better.
But they got to do it in the postseason. We're not going to buy it. And I'm rooting for the team. I remember I'm in with you. I'm rooting, but I can't be like, well, you know what? Forget about what they did in the past. This is all about this team, and we're all on board. And I can't do that. I can't do that as a fan. And so ultimately, I'm sitting here waiting for the postseason to get here. I can do both. I can enjoy what they're doing now in the regular season. I can do the ride and the roller coaster up and down. But you know, like I know, when September and October gets around here, it's all that matters now for this baseball team. They're no longer the nice story, come out of nowhere. Expectations are here. And I can't forget about the failures that have happened in the past. I can't forget about those things. I can put them to the back of my brain. I can put them back there. And enjoy the team, try to enjoy the team. But ultimately, when I'm thinking about the big picture, I'm saying to myself, well, hell, they look good last year around this time of the year. They look good last year. We don't even have Bryce Harper. You don't even have Aaron Nola. Are you telling me Aaron Nola's coming back stronger? Are you telling me Bryce Harper's going to come back and turn into Bryce Harper? Like, I don't know these things. Yeah, they took 2 out of 3 of the Mets. The Mets had also lost 7 straight games straight games.
But that's what we're saying today. It's not what we were saying on Friday.
Exactly.
It's not what we were saying on Friday.
I'm happy with the series win. But no way in hell did we say. See, here's the difference. Sometimes, yes, it's a double standard. Meaning that losing a series is going to outweigh you winning a series. So, yes, you lose a series to the Mets. Yes, we have a more passionate feeling in a negative way today than we do with you winning a series versus the Mets. And we're more or less relieved and content versus, oh, we're on our way.
I think we should be excited.
We're
not
on
relieved.
Our way.
215.
I ain't feeling that just yet.
215.
Not yet.
215-592-9494. Are we like letting the past cloud our ability to get excited about today? Jack, are you? Well, I don't even know about you anymore.
What does that mean?
Well, where are you? I can't tell where you are with the Phillies.
Yeah, because you know sometimes I gotta just be who I am.
Okay.
Right. You know that's all people ask for.
Yeah.
From our radio hosts, and I gotta be honest, man. Like they are almost in a no-win situation. They are in a no-win situation because the scar tissue of the past failures in the postseason do still weigh heavily.
We act like we've been failing for 10 years and they weren't in the World Series 2 years ago.
Well, they had been failing for 10
well,
years.
Well, I'm talking about
four seasons ago.
But I'm talking about this particular
right.
version of the Phillies.
Yeah, but again, it's I hear what Ike's saying, though. Like, I'm very excited. I think we can actually do both. But we've seen them be a great regular season team. Like, we've
one
seen,
time.
But they had
one
moments.
Time.
They had moments in 23.
But they were great.
But they were. Dude,
but they were
I know
not
you,
great
dude,
in
August,
23.
August of 23 is still the best.
That's 1 month. They were
yeah,
not
they,
great
they
in 23.
That was a
Trey
Turner month, man. They were awesome.
August 4th, if you forget that.
Well, yes, that was a Trey Turner month.
Hold on. We're acting like this team has been a really good team every year for the last decade. They've had one good regular season team over
but
the last
year, they weren't even. They severely cooled off at the second half of the year.
They did.
Yeah.
But it's 1 year.
So, like, but we can count what happened 23 on in August on where it looked like they found it and figured it out, and then they were on all the momentum heading into the postseason, and then they choked. Like, it just matters more. I can't give them a clean slate right now.
I give them a clean slate. I'm totally happy, and I'm going to be totally happy riding in October. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today, which is based on the awful heat that is outside, the 99 or 100-degree heat. I actually, the older I get, the less I mind the heat. I actually don't like the cold anymore.
The worse it gets.
It doesn't bother me any, but Jack said it's the worst.
Yeah,
so for next question today, the question just very simply is, what's the worst? Jack, do you have another what's the worst aside from the heat?
Yeah, well, simply put, Pete Alonso.
Oh, you know, Soto bothered me more than Alonso.
No, dude, it's always Alonso. It's always Alonso.
For me, it was Soto. I was like, enough with the laughing. Oh, it's just funny that you didn't hit a home run. Like,
and then Lizardo went 98 right past him.
Right past
dude,
him.
Dude, when Lizardo went up and in on Soto, I started feeling something.
Yeah.
I was like, kind of move a little
felt
bit.
Felt a move?
Yeah, it moved.
Did you feel anything Saturday?
Well, I'm kidding you not. When Alvarez hit the home run, I was seeing red. He was walking down the third baseline, basically.
Yeah.
And then I said, guess what, buddy? Get ready to learn Syracuse because you got sent down the next day. I was ready to hit someone.
By the way, you okay trading Abel now? Or is that okay yet?
Okay
or no?
Yet?
Well, he's developing.
Oh, okay. Seven home runs in two games.
He might need to develop somewhere else.
He's developing.
215-592-9494. Ike, do you have something that's the worst?
I got several things. And the heat is a great place to start.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, anything above 80 degrees is criminal. It just is. It should be illegal to have the heat to be where it's at right now and for the rest of this week. Only thing I can think of worse than heat, which we can't control, is something that we can control. And that's people's driving on the expressway.
Oh, dude.
I mean, traffic and driving.
Dude, it's very bad right now.
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen out there. Here's what the majority of us as drivers feel. Get the hell out of the way. I mean, get to the
spoken
right.
Spoken like a true Jersey driver.
Get to the right.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
Get out of the
get
way.
Get out of the way. Don't make me flash my brights.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need to be riding your bumper.
Yes.
Like, get out of the way.
The left is for passing.
Yes.
Yes. It's for passing.
If you want to cruise like Miss Daisy, get over to the right-hand lane.
Can I say, the driving in the city and the expressway recently, the last 3 weeks, has been atrocious.
It really has. And the heat just makes it worse.
It makes it way worse.
Yes.
I'm numb, sweaty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously, the driving, I'm tired of it, man. I'm out here on the roads. I'm doing God's work. I'm trying to get to point A to point B.
You are?
I'm minding my business. I'm not messing with anyone, but don't slow me down.
Yeah.
Well, and Thursday and Friday with all the soccer people in town.
Oh my God.
Added to it. I've never seen so many people on the road.
Dude, yeah.
The most ever, yeah. I think, was in recorded history was Thursday and Friday.
So for mine, I've mentioned this before, but it was reignited this weekend as I went to go see a movie I was very excited about on Friday night, 28 years later.
Went to the movies.
Then I went again to see it on Sunday by myself. I liked it so much.
Yeah,
Val was working. I was like, well, I'm going to go to the movie. And I'm trying out the new
this
South Jersey theaters.
The same movie
twice. Yes, I was
in
pretty
same
excited.
Same weekend.
So, weekend.
Don't you have things to do?
No. It was yesterday afternoon. I didn't have anything to do. My wife's not home. I don't have anything to do. If I don't have a podcast to do or there's no game on, I literally don't have anything to do. So what is the worst is, like, in every way, the cell phone in the movie theater is the worst.
Yeah.
Is the checking
you know,
your
a
text.
Pet peeve for you, yes.
I can't take it. Is the checking. Look, if you have to look at your phone in the middle of the movie, go out to the bathroom or don't go to the movies. And we're past the point. People don't really talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah, everybody texts. Yeah,
it's the light.
Even, yeah,
it's like, dude, I saw somebody in front of me scrolling Facebook. There's zombies on the screen killing somebody. What do you need to look at Facebook for? Give it 2 hours. Put your phone down.
Did you go with Hugh?
Well,
no.
Depending on what time you went to the movies,
yeah,
a lot could happen in that 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
We found that out on Saturday.
Well, yeah. But what are you going to do about it? What are you, you're going to jump in a B-2 bomber? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just put the phone away. I promise it'll be okay.
I'm with you on
that. I don't want to see the light. Yeah. I don't want to see any
of
it.
Hold on. Where are you sitting that you catch everybody who has a phone on? Dude, are you sitting in the back?
You have to talk to Val about my, like, my peripheral vision
with
cell phones.
Yeah, but you're so obsessed with it. Just let it go.
Because it's so rude.
It's not rude.
It takes me out of the moment.
Well, if you let it take you out of the moment.
No!
Have some composure.
It's disrespectful. It's and the phones are just out of control. Put it away at dinner. Put it away at the concert. Put it away at movies. Put it away!
Well, what about when you're driving?
Putting it away at dinner and the concert. Movie, I can understand. Are you kidding? You can try to get these people to put away a phone at a dinner table?
Dude, I...
These people don't want to talk to each other anymore. We're not talking to each other.
What about at a red light?
No. It's illegal at a red light, so you're aware.
Just so you know. They see you with that phone in your hand. You're getting a ticket.
Yeah. Nobody's telling you anything anyway.
And somebody in my family found out.
Oh, really?
They got him?
No names.
Okay.
I think I got an idea.
Yeah, so do I.
No names.
All right. 205-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem starts us off. Joe, you're on WIP.
Yo, happy Monday, y'all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Monday,
Joe. What's up, Joe?
So, Ike, you need to let yourself get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, this is a different team. This is not the same team last year. Spike's got to be doing some victory laps right now because they're second in batting average.
Oh.
They're third in on-base percentage and they're third in hits. They're doing exactly what they came into this season to do. They're a different hitting team. They're an all-around better team. They got better starting pitching. They just got to make some moves in that bullpen, and this team could go to the World Series.
Yeah, good. What's holding them back?
Well, we got to wait till October. You just got to let yourself enjoy the season. And then when the postseason gets here, They just need to hit better. They can't go for hitting home runs. They're 14th in home runs, so they're not going for the
Okay, so let me ask you this, Joe. You're telling me enjoying the team, and I'm enjoying the team, but here's what I'm saying. There's also a small part in my brain, maybe tucked in the back, that stills remember past failures. And I can't forget about those. So while I can be excited about what's happening, I was excited about the weekend. I was very excited they won this series. But my excitement has a cap on it. And the postseason and what has happened in the past plays a lot into that psyche. And I'm not going to blame fans for sort of having that mentality. I think, obviously, you look at the ballpark. It's sold out. Like, fans are obviously paying attention to the Phillies. But I think there's still that small piece of us in the back of our minds that says, I've seen this before. What is it going to look like when we get to October? How can I feel totally confident when the number two starter, maybe not in actuality right now, but the number two starter from starts in a regular season, postseason, and postseason success, like Aaron Nola's right there. So we're not going to have him. Matter of fact, you ask anybody, they would say, good, we don't have Aaron Nola. But we're also putting faith in guys who haven't pitched in the postseason yet. Right? Bryce Harper is dealing with a wrist injury that he's had since last year that they can't particularly find out exactly what's wrong. There's no surgical procedure that can make it better and fix it. He's just dealing with pain. Right? He had an entire offseason to let that pain go away, and 2 months into the season, it's back. So I don't know how long does Bryce Harper have to be off before he comes back and he plays for a month and the pain in his wrist comes back and now he's not the Bryce Harper that we need him to be in September and October. Like how can I eliminate all that from my train of thought?
Yeah, they're 41-30 without Nola, Harper, and Alvarado.
In the regular season.
I get that. But you got to also remember, where were we as Eagles fans after before the bye last year? We were like, "Oh, this team is going to collapse. This team is going to crumble."
Well, and some people were. I was not. So I was not one of those people.
I was right there. Yeah, with
some
Ike
people
too.
Were. I was not one of those people. As I was yelling that it was 13 games still to go in the season, we wanted to fire the head coach, and the season was over. That wasn't me. That being said, football is a lot different than baseball. Football's a lot different than baseball. Like for me with baseball, like Spike could tell you, I probably irritated him late last year with how much faith I had in the Phillies last year going into the postseason.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I probably did. And what did that get me?
Yeah,
Joe?
I'm going to be the irritating one all year?
Yeah, like, well, where did that get me, Joe? I tried to believe in him last year, and it didn't work out that way for me.
But got your pockets fatter with all the Lindor home runs you bet on.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
That was back over the weekend, by the way.
Hey, Joe, next question today. Tell us something that's the worst.
Telemarketers.
Big answer.
They're
kind of dead, though, right? We don't do telemarketing.
They're still there.
More than ever. I actually answer the phone now.
I'm sure
no.
you do.
No! I do. Because you know what I do? I stop them and I say, hey, I feel like they get yelled at all the time. So yeah. I'm like, I appreciate the job that you're doing. Please take me off your list. I'm never going to say yes
this
to what you're calling
amazing.
For.
All
yes.
class.
Yep.
All class.
I'm never saying yes.
But if a person's on their phone in a yes. movie theater, you're going to bite their head off.
Yes. Yes.
Meanwhile, a telemarketer is doing nothing but bothering you.
Well, yeah, I don't have to answer. Look, all I'm saying is I'm paying, what, $12 to be in the theater for myself.
Right.
We're paying another $40 for two popcorns, two sodas.
Right.
I'm in for $75 to see a two-hour movie. You put your friggin' phone away for 2 hours. Just put it away.
I agree.
Lock it up in one of those things.
I'm more astonished by you and your handling of the telemarketer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, whoever spends that much time being considerate of
a
telemarketer?
I just give 30 seconds. I appreciate the job that you're doing. Please don't ever call me again. All right. 215-592-9494.
I've never done that before.
Yeah. Are you ready to
don't answer.
Oh, yeah. But then they're just going to keep calling.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's not like they've stopped calling me. Maybe they're saying to each other, you know, this guy actually answers. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to put the past Phillies failures behind you and truly believe? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, it is a hot one. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, you'll enjoy. Our friend Amos actually sent me a link to that song this morning, and I didn't understand why.
Yep.
And now I'm understanding it.
Because it starts off with, it's a hot one.
It's a hot one.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah. You both nailed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which poll would you like to guess on, Ike? Would you like to guess on the Phillies one or the going to movies by yourself one?
The Phillies one.
All right. Does the Phillies' past failures in the postseason hold you back from believing in this team? Or are you ready to give them a clean slate? The failures hold me back, or I'm giving them a clean slate? What do you think?
Yeah, failures hold me back.
All right.
And I'm going to go, let's go 63%.
70%.
Okay.
Okay. Can I just think out loud on this for 1 second? Would we consider 2022 a failure?
No.
No.
Postseason. All right, so no. That's not a pass failure.
No.
Is it, right? They got to the World Series.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, that was exceeding expectations.
Okay. That was the best. I actually wish you were here for it.
Like, that might have been our peak.
Yeah. It was the greatest.
So
man.
We're going to knock that one off the failures list because it's not a failure.
Not a failure, no.
Okay, 2 years ago, they lose in the NLCS to the Diamondbacks. Would you consider that a failure?
Yes.
It's close, though, right?
It had moments, but you had 6-7 with a chance to close it out against an 84-win baseball
team. Yeah, yeah. I don't say it's a failure of a season, but man, I don't know. I don't know any other way to sort of what category would I put it in? Like, yeah, they made it back to the NLCS, but they also blew a 3-2 lead with two games at home.
They did. To me, that's like a half failure. Because this year, if we were 7 games in the NLCS, I want them to win the World Series.
Sure.
But like at the end of the day...
Well, now if you lose to the Dodgers, that's different.
It's different than losing to the Diamondbacks.
But if you lose to the Brewers, like say we lose to Milwaukee in a 7-game series, like we're going to have a different feeling.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is this team, I feel like in a lot of ways, people are putting in a similar place, not right this second, maybe a similar place a year ago or something, to where they felt about the Sixers. And the Sixers had 5 straight years of not getting past the second round.
Yeah.
I get it. This team, really, when we look at it, has one failure postseason. Like, maybe one and a half. 22 is not a failure. 23, sort of, but they were in 7 games
I
in the NLC.
Say two.
Okay, two.
At worst, it's two.
At worst, it's two. Yeah. It just feels like we're burying them a lot for 3 years of postseason when only really one of those years is a total failure. Last year, complete and total failure. So when we say we're letting the failures of the past years hold me back, I just don't feel like they're failures in the way that should hold you back.
Yeah, I mean, last year was the real big, egregious one.
Last year was terrible.
Egregious.
Last year was terrible.
For the rollover like dogs against that team.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, 2023 is the most egregious one, if we're being honest. You're talking about being up 3-2 and coming home with games 6 and 7 with Nola and Ranger on your home turf. That's probably a bigger transgression, right?
I guess last year's more embarrassing.
Well, that's different. I agree with you there. Yes. Look, yes. I would agree with that. Last year seemed more embarrassing. All that to say this, Spike. All that to say this. I don't know if myself or others are burying the Phillies. Like, we're there, but what I'm saying is I can't forget about what has already happened, which won't allow me to just believe completely. And to your point about sort of putting them in that category with the Sixers, I think you're right. They're there. I'm sorry, but they are.
I just don't think they've earned being there.
They're not at the Sixers at the end category. So I don't think we're to the point where the Sixers lost to the Celtics, and that's what we feel. This may be more or less the Sixers after they lost to the Hawks.
Okay.
Even after you lost to Toronto, where you're like, we're in. We're still kind of believing, but you got to give us a reason to believe. And that was only to set us up for failure with what happened against the Celtics.
I think the Hawks thing is fair. Putting them at that part, I guess. Toronto, everybody still believed in the upward trajectory.
Yeah, sure.
So I think the Toronto loss is almost like after the World Series.
Okay.
And this may be after the Hawks. Now, the Sixers did have a disastrous offseason after they lost to the Hawks. It was the Ben Simmons thing and so on and so forth.
It certainly isn't apples to apples when it comes to that.
No. And we have had, the only other thing here is on this team, we at least have players who we know are postseason performers as we've seen it with our own eyes. We've seen it with Bryce Harper. We've seen it with Zach Wheeler. Like, we have seen the best player and the best pitcher on this team come through in big situations. Mm-hmm. We don't have any players on this. We never had any players on this. Who have come through in that
way.
I agree.
It's not, that's why I said it's not apples to apples.
Sure.
But let me ask you this. If the Phillies were to go out in the first round this year, how do you think we're going to feel after the season and going to the next season? You think people are going to be excited about the Phillies next year?
No.
So what I'm saying is we're heading to that Sixers territory.
If they don't do anything.
We're not completely there, but we're in that. Yeah, you're a good regular season team to where postseason doesn't necessarily it doesn't float everybody's boat, right? Like we almost expect the Phillies to be in the postseason. And that's what the Sixers got. At one point in time, it was, we're happy the Sixers won 50 games. We're happy the Sixers got to the postseason and consecutive seasons and all those things. And then it became, what you got? What have you done for us lately? And that's where I think the Phillies are now. Everybody likes the team. Everybody likes the players on the team. But are we, what are they, the lovable losers? Like, what are we doing?
They've won more playoff games than any team in baseball the last 3 years.
And that's gotten us what?
What hasn't gotten us a championship, but they're not.
See, when you say they won more players, and that's fine. That may be factually true. But that's based off of two unexpected runs. And now when the pressure has been on the team and we expect them to win, okay, now give us that.
Yes, last year was a failure.
Now give us that.
I give you that. Last year was a failure.
All right.
215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
What's up? Have you had a good weekend? It was a good weekend for the Phillies, and I like how Jack started out the show. I love it when people see red and they let the hate flow because it makes them stronger, and obviously it makes the Phillies stronger because you know what? I hate the Mets. Out of all the teams, like, Dallas is easy to fall down the ranks because they're just a bunch of losers for the past, like, 25 years, a bunch of bums. The Penguins weren't what they were because they were high ranks right there. But with the Mets, like, because they have to come down here to watch the games because it's so expensive up there, they just it's just been like that for years. So I absolutely love hearing that. And then,
well, can I say something real quick, though, here, Colin, on the fans that come down here? It's not that expensive to go to a Mets game. Like, it's actually very strange that they show up in Philadelphia the way that they do, and they don't.
Oh, you don't think it's because of the price of the tickets?
It's not Yankee Stadium. I'm not being a Yankees exceptionalist here, but, like, there are plenty of Citi Field tickets out there.
Okay.
Impossible to get to, though, so maybe it's easier to get here.
Sure, yeah. Well, impossible to get to if you don't take the subway. I mean, if you drive there, it sucks.
Terrible stadium.
Well, stadium's okay.
It's just more frustrating.
Yeah. Sounds like you love them.
I don't.
Why are they getting these tickets? Like, that makes it all the
well. That's a whole other segment. We need to stop. Like, I understand people who buy season tickets want to get their money back, and they see like the dollar signs light up in their eyes when the Mets come to town. It's time to stop selling your tickets when the Mets come to town.
Yeah,
it's time to, like, not do it online. If you're gonna do it. Sell them to one of your friends. Like, I understand the profit. The dollar signs in the eyes got to go away when the Mets come to town because there's too many Mets fans in there, and it's embarrassing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and on Friday I tried to call, couldn't get in, but with Jack talking about how we want to start the series with Lindor and the plunk in the ribs or whatever. Honestly, if I was Topper, I would if we had Alvarado, I would have had Alvarado start the game just to know that was the intent and everything. But anyway, it was just a great weekend. Like, started out great Friday, spanking them. The Stott double with
Real Muto and Castellanos, yeah.
The double slide and everything, and then Saturday was a little bit of a letdown, and then Sunday, I was like, when Sosa got picked off, I was like, here we go, and then he hit that dinger and real quick, guys, take your headphones away from your ears, because I was like. Oh, I was so freaking hyped after that home run.
He crushed that thing. Sosa did.
433 feet?
Yeah.
And that's exactly, it was so nice. Boehm is, what frustrates me with Boehm when he gets into these little what was me, like pity party type things, is you can do it. A lot of major league players, most of them go through slumps. Like, you're not here by luck. You'll get through it. You've proven that you'll get through it. Stop with the whiny baby stuff.
Let me ask you this, Colin. Let me ask you this, Colin, with that. Because this is interesting to me. Now, I had a guy who got taken out of right field in the eighth inning throw the ultimate temper tantrum last week. He threw an ultimate temper tantrum, right? Yelled something at the manager that caused him to get suspended for a game. The ultimate temper tantrum. I've seen Stott's body language at times, right? I've seen Bryce's body language at times when he's struggling. Trey. I understand Boehm crying in the dugout is something none of us can ever shake. I'm with you there. But this idea that these athletes, these guys, don't necessarily allow their shoulders to slump and sometimes get frustrated and spike the bat or show a little emotion when they've been struggling for a long time, from an extended period of time, or they make an out in a situation where they desperately wanted to get a hit. I don't understand why that's like while Bohm is singled out as the only player on the team that does that, when I'm watching guys do that, several of them this year, and we don't call it out.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. Maybe it has to do with and I can only speak for myself with the history of it, and also like. He. While we might not want to admit it, it may be all in the back of our heads. His comments back in the day with "I hate it here," just that mentality,
right.
Of it, and maybe also him being a little bit younger,
yeah,
and everything. But buddy, you can do it. You've proven it, man. And you know what? Philadelphia loves that. We're obviously emotional, passionate people. We love it. We love that stuff. We like it when you show your emotion and everything.
Interesting
point. I didn't even think about that, Ike.
Yeah.
Colin.
We all get there.
Next question. What's the worst?
The phone. I understand you with the phone. I was at a play this weekend, and someone had their kids and a phone there, and it picked me off. And that was a play. But I can't stand, especially since I have a daughter that naps and goes to bed early, door-to-door salesman, whether it's for insects or rodents or your roof.
1968?
Like did the milkman show up, too?
Yeah.
It's sleeping. It's 7:30 in the evening. Like, bugger off, man. Like,
wow.
Get out of here.
Did we get a bugger off from Colin?
I can do without the door-to-door salesman. I agree.
Are there door-to-door
salesmen? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I had a pest control guy come by the house.
Oh,
they're big. They're big on that.
They're big on that. Pest control guys are big on that.
Tell them you already have a service.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
They still want to sit there and talk to you. Now you're forcing me to be rude.
Yep.
I don't want to be rude to you. I'm trying to tell you I already have a service.
Yeah.
And everything, and you're persistent with it.
Yeah, the door to door, that category. The only people I ever have come into the door are people trying to get me to vote for somebody.
You get those every once in a while, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. My wife hates it because I will engage them and argue with them.
Of course you will.
Yeah. What is wrong with you, man?
I'm a psychopath.
He thinks it's fun. Yeah. He thinks it's fun to get in those conversations with people.
The dogs are barking like crazy.
Right,
I'm out front.
Here's why you're wrong.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Get your call right after Ike tells you about your head.
Well, there you go. I'm thinking about going overseas for a hair transplant. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Well, let me remind you, the hair transplants, hey, they're real surgery, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I tell people, go to Glad Hair by Morgenstern Medical right here in Philadelphia. With the Glad Hair team, you get board-certified surgeons, safe in-office procedures that follow strict U.S. medical standards, and long-term care from a team with over 30 years' experience. No flights, no risk, just great hair and a team you trust. Visit GladHairMM.com. Stay local, stay safe, and stay looking good.
215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Yo, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What's up, Jordan?
Jordan from Princeton is lucky to now be Jordan from Ventnor for the next couple of months. So I
don't know if they changed that
on the call sign, but school finally ended. Got rid of the kids, and now I'm down here enjoying the beach in the summer of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Got rid of the kids.
I hope
a camp or something.
No, we were considering late term adoption, things like that, but not overnight camp seemed like a more palatable.
I was
going
to say, they still send kids off to like overnight camp?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the Philadelphia area. I mean, you're in an area where, depending on where you live, it could be a very high percentage of kids that end up going to overnight camp.
Okay.
I don't send them for the whole summer. They go away for 4 weeks. I always say I wish I didn't.
4 weeks is a long time.
Oh, dude. When I was at public school, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
When I'm going to Episcopal, all those kids, like,
they all went to camps?
Yeah, like in Maryland, I think,
Connecticut. I don't think I ever went away maybe for a week, a summer camp.
Dude, all these kids, I was just in the house playing Genesis Sega, but they were all at camp somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's glorious. They leave the phones at home, and it's a great experience. I feel very fortunate to be able to give my kids that experience. I would also like to be able to give my kids something to cheer for the Philadelphia Phillies, and I think I have it right now. But
there you go.
I tell you, you guys are going through a list of losses, and I attended like all of them personally across multiple sports. It's been rough. I mean, 22, I took my older son to the combined no-hitter. We caught a foul ball, which is pretty cool to catch a foul in the World Series. But my God, my lifelong dream to take my kid to a World Series game. We get blanked in a combined no-hitter.
Well, at least you were at a no-hitter.
Yeah. But that was more Marx's fault than anything. That was Marx's first game that postseason. The second he showed up in the building, they got no hit.
Wait, John
Marx? First game at home.
Yeah.
At home.
Regardless, everyone gets the point.
He was in Houston with us.
He wasn't Houston with us, but like this, the first game at CBP.
Not his first game ever. At CBP.
No, his first like, postseason game in a year.
We still blame him.
Okay.
So, you know, I was at the loss to the Diamondbacks. I had a cousin who flew up from Florida for a meeting. I convinced him to stay. We called the ticket office, got great seats the day of for game 7. Got my heart broken. I was singing High Hopes on the way out because I needed to bring some positivity. And
did
I
you listen to the post-game show home, way home?
Post-game show is probably still positive vibes. PVOs.
It was a rough day for everybody. So, you know, I think the problem is we do want to believe in this team, but especially in recent memory, we've been let down. But I got to balance that against my 40 years of being a Phillies fan because, my God, there were decades where the team was completely inept. And the first years I was bringing my children to the Phillies, you know, we talk about the prices at Citi Field. How about paying $2 to get into Citizens Bank Park on a Saturday, like 2015, when the team was absolute garbage? So it's very tough to balance, you know, your hope for them with the fact that even as of late, they have definitely let us down. That said, I'm very much on the hopeful side. The fact that they're getting it done by stringing together players they're bringing up from the minors and, you know, guys who are playing positions that they've never played before, Kemp and Abel and Sosa, and just these names are stepping up. And it does seem like the squad that can do it, which I always felt, but it's the difference between potential and performance. They close that gap. You got a team that's going to compete for a championship this year.
Well, I also, and Jordan, what's the next question today? What's the worst?
People who hate and bring negative energy. That is the worst.
Oh, well,
unfortunately. not on this station.
Yeah, not here.
Have you heard of WIP radio?
Yeah, I actually think they're quite necessary to show what's really happening. Sometimes.
Exactly right. Got to bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. I like, what? Go ahead.
Just negative vibes.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at Jordan.
Yeah, wow. I mean, he's the one who's like, well, I was in a no-hitter. I'm sorry, Jordan. I just think we're overstating their failures a little bit. I think at the end of the day, last year was a disaster. They have bounced back. They have addressed a lot of the things we asked them to address. They have the best starting pitching, I think, in baseball. The other team that they're competing with, the division, it seems to be falling apart at least a little bit, showing some weaknesses. It's a good team. We can trust them. Like, we can trust them. I think we can trust them. Speaking of teams you can't trust, talk about the Philadelphia 76ers next. And, you know, with that injury last night, the Eastern Conference, Ike.
Uh-oh.
It might be a little wide open.
Uh-oh.
It might be wide open. So, we have the draft coming
up. Hey, John.
Up.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah. If you squint. If you
don't
squint.
Don't say squint anymore.
If you squint.
Don't say squint.
If you squint. We'll talk about the Sixers draft coming up next. Are you trusting in the Phillies? Are you ready to wipe away the failures past and truly believe? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.